rocking it in on a Tuesday morning with a little rain outside. What's new, right? It's been like raining for, I'm starting to feel a little bit like Noah. It's been raining for like 40 days. It's amazing. But that's okay. That's okay. The sun will shine again. Shan Sheridan with you on this Tuesday. Party line, Tuesday and Thursdays, I'm out. I'm in the room. Other than that, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Melissa, they do, Cindy, all the girls, they do a great job. I get to come in and play around a little bit on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I greatly appreciate that. Got a great show for you today. We're going to spend the full hour. You know, we're getting closer to the 4th of July, the 250th celebration of our great country. By the way, a little You Make My Dreams Come True by Darryl Hall and John Oates. That, the dream, the American dream, really came out of nightmares. I mean, really came out of challenge and struggle and problems and difficulties and a big ocean and battles. It was amazing. But the dream came true. The American dream is really alive, and we got to preserve it. We have to preserve it. And the way you preserve it is to remember it and to honor it. And that's one of the things that we're doing today. I got Charles Bookwalter in the studio today with us. We're going to be talking to him in just a little bit. Before we do anything, got a big deal. They're telling me that this is a super deal, and now that I look at it, it really is a super deal. Big deals, you got to go to welovebigdeals.com for this big deal. It's Prep and Go for, listen to this, you get a $10 gift certificate for $4 only today. Today only. So you're going to get, you could get like two meals for $4. That's amazing. So $10 gift certificates for $4 only. You got to go to welovebigdeals.com, get those through. It's until 8 p.m. tonight, and then it goes away. All right? So $4 for a $10 deal. Can't beat that. So, yeah, we want to thank our sponsors today, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. WeLoveBigDeals.com. As we just mentioned, Prep and Go today. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County. The WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Brayden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, just got a new roof, Simplify Family Dental, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties. And by the way, the big celebration Thursday night at Prairie Creek Park. Going to be a lot of fun. The Community Foundation, they're going to be giving away up to $30,000 in grants and scholarships to young people. And the Community Foundation, just a fantastic organization that does such incredible work in our community. Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big Old Tires in Lebanon, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center, all bringing you the show, not only today, but the Hoosierland TV broadcast, all kinds of different things, like ball games. We've just been going through the Prairie and Rossville. Rossville, congratulations to Rossville winning the regional. Now they're in semi-state this Saturday. Be at Loeb Stadium. So, again, the Gophers were there last year. Now the Hornets. Clinton County's been well represented in baseball and in softball. Congratulations to the Lady Gophers in softball. Had a great season as well. Okay. I think I've got all the housekeeping stuff in order. Normally, I would say silence your, if I was doing a funeral or a wedding or a sermon, silence your, cell phones. You don't have to do that. In fact, if you want to give us a call, 659-3338, you're more than welcome to do that and talk about what we're talking about today is where our freedom came from, where our liberty came from. How did this country develop? Joining me in studio, Charles Bookwalter, not Joseph, that's your brother.
That's correct. Good morning, Shan.
Hey, I had lunch with your brother yesterday. Well, he sat with me while I ate a Thai chicken wrap.
Oh, okay, he didn't make you lunch. I'm sure that's what you would have preferred.
Yes.
Actually make you lunch. Yeah, I think that's everyone prefers.
Yeah, he's incredible. Incredible. But, yeah, I had a Thai chicken. That wrap is pretty good.
It is a good It's my wife's favorite as well.
Man, it was really tasty. The sauce is really good. So,
get them while they last. It won't be much longer.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Then I had a little bit of cucumber salad. So trying to eat healthier. But good to have you in the studio this morning.
Thank you, Shan. Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it. I recognize a lot of those sponsors of the show, and I do business with them. It's just great to know that they sponsor the show, number one, and that, two, when I need something around Frankfort, that's where I go to most of those people on that list, or a lot of them at least.
Absolutely. I appreciate your local support and you having a business here in Clinton County. What an incredible seed that you planted here that has continued to grow.
Yeah.
And Jimmy John's.
A real blessing.
Yes, it is. I want to share real quick some folks might not know, but it is scattered showers and thunderstorms today. So, what's new, right? 84 degrees for high. Tonight we're going to be down 72. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 89. So I wanted to get the forecast, and we'll go over the complete forecast a little bit later. But before we do any of those kind of things, we want to dive right in to the show this morning. As you know, I ask the owners and operators of Casper Media and, of course, the real boss, Melissa. She's the real boss. She's the program director and producer of Party Line. If we could do, leading up to the 4th of July, if we could just do the founding of this country, where did we really come from? And they've been so gracious to allow us to do that. Today, we're going to take the whole hour and look at where we came from. And we're really going to go way back. You know, Charles, this is something that, I go back to a scripture where I believe it's in Ecclesiastes, if I remember, where eternity is in the heart of man. Where there is a hope that is far greater than just waking up tomorrow morning and looking forward to breakfast. There's eternity in our souls. There's something that we are seeking that is far greater than just this moment. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what our forefathers and mothers got to see, and they experienced that because they were in a very challenging time. I'm going to do it as you're in business and I'm with the chamber. We got a lot of business and own a couple of businesses myself. And we're in, it's like having a business model that really was working well. It's a family group and they've been doing this for years. And the more they do it, they just kind of get used to it. And then they start saying, you know what, we're going to put some more rules on our employees and we're going to, I don't like them leaving. We're gonna keep. Oh, wait a minute. They're moving out. They're worshiping somebody. I don't like that. We're just gonna keep putting the screws on them. And they just kept. And I think that's what we were seeing, pre-America.
It's funny that you bring that up. I hadn't even thought about this, but until you just brought this to light, but it was the same thing that occurred. Because when you say we're going way back, I think that when you take a look at the history, you're going back beyond the 17th and 16th century. Oh. You're going back to study what actually happened when Christianity was spread throughout the world, where similar to what you just said in the business, where what happened was there was a joining of the Roman way. The Romans were leading the world, and they had an administrative way that they led Rome. And as Christianity took over, and as Constantine,
very business minded.
Yep. And when Constantinople. Yeah. Constantine. When Constantine made it legal to be a Christian, then the church started joining with the state, and they did what was natural at that time. They started implementing an administrative way that the Romans were doing things. And I think that when you study the history of the United States, you can't not study church history to find out that what was going on at the time. You brought it up. the 17th century was an incredible century that really trained and influenced who? Germany by Luther.
Oh, yeah.
Geneva by John Calvin. Scotland by John Knox. And it wasn't until I started taking my faith seriously, even going so far as I'm almost done with getting a certificate in Christian theology, is that the secular teaching of history right now, and you've got this, you brought it up last time, how the Bible is America's most cited source, but 34% of the documents were quoted, but the other top source of Montesquieu, John Locke, Montesquieu at 8.3, John Locke at 2.9. But when you study the history of America, all you get is that the influence of John Locke, Montesquieu, Cicero, the Enlightenment, you get that version of it because it's a secular retelling.
In the American history book.
Right.
And I guess I should say, in maybe even public education.
In classrooms. Yes.
And absolutely right. I was just watching the, I was a little disappointed, but yet I shouldn't be surprised. Ken Burns has a documentary on the Revolution. It's like 12 hours long or something like that. And one of the things that, I mean, he didn't bring any of this stuff up, but he did bring up, well, George Washington was rude to a black boy one time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? So, but we're focused today in this whole series, we've been more focused on, you know, from a Christian perspective and a more godly, outside human concept and ideas, there was this really inspired celestial, inspired, divine inspired, like you said, with the Romans. When Constantine became a Christian, Constantine realized, you know what? This is a religion of love. This is a religion of compassion. I think you mentioned off the air, what other religion, and I hate to even use that word because it has become so skewed with a variety of different
interpretations.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But when you think about Jesus hanging on the cross, like you mentioned, who else, first of all, did that?
Mm-hmm.
And then who says, while you're hanging on the cross, you know what? I'm going to forgive you. And Father, forgive them. And had the authority and the power to ask God to forgive them.
Yeah.
Because he took the sins of the world upon himself.
Yeah, and when you put it in perspective, Jesus was not just a man. He was full of God.
Jesus fulfilled
the Old Testament scriptures. Jesus is the Messiah that we're talking about, the saving person to save the nation. He was a political figure. He was a God in flesh. Like, literally, it's not just Jesus, but what is the Christ?
Yeah. Yeah, I this is all great and wonderful, but I want to go back a little bit with something that we want to kind of discuss in the beginning in the history of this country, is that though that is the true God, we believe it to be the true God, Jesus. The Bible says in John, no one comes to the Father but by Him. Mm-hmm. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But our forefathers and our founders, I should say, both male and female. By the way, there was no cis and, you know, all the other different genders that we are looking at today. It was male and female, and they had this idea that they had different ideas. They all had different theologies, mm-hmm. and different doctrines, mm-hmm. and different denominations. Yet they all came together and coalesced around the idea that we want to have a freedom of that, to be able to worship the way we do. We don't want the company, you know, we don't want the business owner to tell us, this is how you've got to work, and this is how you have to worship.
I think we touched on it last time. It's because they all believed in, you know, and when you study Christian theology, you learn what is essential, what is important, and what is personal. And I think we might have discussed this last time, is that they were all Christians that believed in the essential doctrine.
Yes.
Okay? And what, unfortunately, and Adam Bloom writes about this in a book called The Closing of the American Mind, where his basic theme is that through the institutions, universities, students now are taught moral relativism, and they don't study the classics anymore. Okay? Mm. So that being said, that is undoubtedly true. The founders were, and John Adams and James Madison quoted Augustine
Yeah.
Augustine was a big influence in their life. And Augustine...
And wrote, read about Augustine, folks.
Right. Like, and his book, The City of God, is probably one of the most impactful books in church theology. And the reason it's so important is because those that say that we're not a Christian nation, or we're not, you know, or they want to separate church. That's what they say. They want to separate church and state. Well, yes, of course, we believe that. And
absolutely.
And the founders believe that, because the whole theme of the press, the whole book, The City of God, argues that Christians being ultimately belong ultimately to God's eternal kingdom rather than the earthly political systems. His whole premise was that civil governments are necessary to what? Romans 13, restrain sin,
yeah,
and maintain peace. But they are temporary, flawed, and incapable of bringing salvation. And the founders all knew this.
Right.
They read the City of God. They quoted the City of God in their writings. But because institutions teach moral relativism, and they don't teach you the classics anymore, you know, go ask anybody. Go to ask 98% of American college students if they've even heard of the City of God, or if that book had any influence on the founders.
Go on the streets and do the man on the street thing. I've done this. I did this at Walmart one day. And thank God, our IQ locally is a little higher than some of the college juniors and seniors that I've watched, you know, I've seen interviewed on television and even radio. Where now, who's the 16th president of the United States, or who was the first
Abraham
president?
Abraham Lincoln, I think.
Abraham Lincoln. But who was the first president of the United States? So it's amazing how illiterate.
Yeah, it's
and ignorant.
It's tragic
that we are on these foundational principles, because if you don't have a good foundation on where all of this freedom and liberty comes from, you're going to buy into anything and buy into anybody's blog or podcast or something that you can throw a look. And I want to be perfectly clear. I got in a little bit of a debate this past week because of the show. That someone said that, well, you're talking about all these people were Christians. And I said, no, I'm just saying, because they mentioned Thomas Jefferson, and if you look at his writings, he was more, in his perspective, this person I was talking to was not necessarily a Christian, maybe thought about God or believed in God, but I would agree that a lot of these people that we're talking about, maybe not a lot, but several of the influencers in our community, in our country, including George Washington, may not have been walking in the spirit, you know, killing the flesh every day, and follower of Jesus, but they all had this one thing in common, which you were talking about, this moral relativism that we're dealing with today, is that they believed in a higher moral value that supersedes time, matter, and space, that supersedes bone and marrow, and the deception of the heart that is in man. And I think that's a key.
Yep, and that is what the heart of this argument all is, and the premise of the book, The City of God, is these. When you put all your faith in political institutions, or what is it? This is how we ended the show last time, is either you are God-centered or you are self-centered, and you are man-centered, and man is the epitome of all things.
Yep.
And that's what the City of God, it's the tale of the City of Man and the City of God, and how the City of Man will never hold up to, it's never going to give you salvation. And oh, by the way, Augustine wrote this in 400 AD, which was the fall of Rome. He wrote this during the fall of Rome.
Right.
And Rome was such a great empire, so powerful, such a great empire, that they went from...
Most thought they would never fall.
Right. They went from plumbing and Roman baths and these wonderful stone palaces.
Ephesus of... Yeah.
But I heard a quote. I heard a fact the other day that said that they used mortar in the building of their buildings. And when Rome fell, we went into what? The medieval times,
yeah.
The dark ages, the middle times. They lost that technology for 1,000 years. I had not known that. And so that's why they went from stone palaces to grass huts in the Middle Ages. They were that powerful of a nation. However, they fell, and Augustine wrote that book at that time saying, see, look, these man-made institutions that are not God-focused will fall. They're not salvific. They're not going to give you – don't put all your trust and faith in them. Only your trust and faith can be put in the Lord.
And you get me excited about this because when you think – and you look at the Roman Empire, which, again, we take portions of that Roman Republic and have built our republic, the Athenian, the Grecian, the Hebronic, you know, all of these things that were had one thing in common. We were self-governed to basically self-govern based upon a moral code, a divine, something that there were guardrails, there were guidelines. And I think that is something that the Romans at that point, if you remember, what did Khrushchev say in the 70s? He said, America will fall. We will never have to shoot we will never fire a shot. They will fall from within. He understood history because he recognizes that democracies and republics have an incredible responsibility and an incredible accountability to follow that moral code. If they don't, they're going to start allowing themselves to just, you know, accept anything. And then you can continue to make more laws to cover the laws that you already made because, well, we changed our mind and we want this and we want that. And that was what was happening to Rome. If you read in the Bible, if you read the book of Romans and Romans chapter 1, especially when Paul is talking about all of these things that are in your country, in your government, in your families, there's a point where God just turns his back on you.
Mm-hmm.
And he
gives you over to your depravities or so it's not, some people think that you just are burning hell, but sometimes God says, you know what? You've just pushed this so far.
Yeah.
I'm giving you over to it. You can have it.
So let's go back to, I know we can't, I would love to keep going back to like that, but I want to go back to really more of the recent part of the history. Let's start with the pilgrims and their divine mission that I've kind of coined it because in 1620 they hit Plymouth, Massachusetts. 102 pilgrims. They're on this ship called the Mayflower. Now think about this, Charles. They're on this ship coming over here. They got to have sickness. There's kids that are probably crying. I mean, that's some hardship going on. I mean, more than for us jumping in the old family wagon and going to, you know, vacation.
That was after a 12-year hiatus in Holland, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When they were already outside of their own home, they were there for 12 years, and then they made the...
They made the decision to do that. There was something, eternity was burning in their soul so feverishly that they had to get out. They wanted something more. And so they get on this Mayflower, but even then, they're thinking on the Mayflower, well, wait a minute, who's going to govern us? How are we going to have rule? We're all excited about the freedom, but surely, and so what do? They create the Mayflower Compact.
The Mayflower Compact on the boat.
On the boat.
They hadn't even stepped foot on the land yet. and they knew where all authority came from.
Yeah.
And they decide, and this is where this, and I see some of your slides, that is where the pilgrims help bring us this covenant theology, a covenant, a compact.
Yeah, I want to read a statement from it. Having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith, we do mutually covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic. That's a pretty incredible statement, and that came right out of the Mayflower Compact. Because then they lay down the law. They lay down some rules and regulations. They lay down the guardrails. But all of those things came from a moral clarity that comes from a divine higher power.
That came from John Robinson, by the way.
Yeah.
Was the preacher, I believe. I think that's the right person.
Yeah.
I think it was John Robinson.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And I wish I read this. There's a great book for anyone that I'll quote a lot of books. I think this will be the third one I've quoted today. Closing of the American Mind is a good one. The City of God by Augustine.
Oh, City of God by Augustine, yeah.
And then The Christian Life and Character of the Civil Institutions of the United States. That was by Benjamin F. Morris in 1864.
Yeah, these are all classics, by the way. These are classics. All these are not modern books. And we're not saying, hey, we don't necessarily believe modern, but if you read, these are people that were the closest to that history.
That's right. Is the purest water comes closest for the river
from the rock
from the source.
The yeah, yeah, from the yeah. source. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you think about this. I'm just mesmerized by the whole pilgrim thing because I think we get this little mind that they've got little black hats and they got their little stockings and they were all prim and proper and they just came off the Mayflower and then the Indians greeted them and gave them corn and maize and all these things. This was hell. They went through incredible torment and challenge to get to Plymouth Rock,
mm-hmm.
But yet still had the presence of mind to understand that if there was not a moral compass, just like they got in that ship and that boat led them to the free world, if there's not a moral compass, they don't have freedom anyway. That doesn't matter what new world they're in. If there is not a divine mindset, then you still don't have freedom. Because you're a slave to your own sin and your own aggression and your own depravity and your own struggles and your own, well, just man.
You asked me last time what it was like, or we talked a little bit about my experiences in war and in combat. And it just came to mind that it makes me think the same thing for they literally were in survival mode.
Yes.
Okay. They were in survival mode. They knew what they were doing. And when you are in that state, you realize some things. And the quote is very accurate when it says there's no atheist in a foxhole.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a similar, I would think, feeling that they had as they're about to step on land where there's hostile enemies that they've already heard about or known about. They don't have anything in the ground to plant. They probably don't have that much food, whatever they brought with them on the boat. That's probably salty.
Yeah.
And, so they're figuring out how they're going to make it. So, of course, who do you appeal to? You appeal to the divine authority that they had been following their entire life. Yeah.
And God protected them, by the way.
That's true.
Look at the divine protection that was there to get. Did they have some die? Yes, absolutely. It's kind of like going in the covered wagon out west. You know, you lost a lot of folks, but they didn't operate in fear. They operated in their faith, and faith moved them to higher ground. Faith moved them to a better place. Faith moved them to a land of liberty. By the way, the land of liberty, which we call America today. It wasn't just this, wilderness that was unscathed and just had a big billboard that said, "Hey, the land of the free." We had to fight for it.
It had to be built.
We had to be built. It had mm-hmm. to be, and it started with that Mayflower Compact because those folks in the belly of that boat says, "We've got to put in it." And I want to read that really quick. We got to go to break, but I want to read this again. That just says, "Having undertaken for the glory of God, undertaken." They meant they undertook this trip for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith, not freedom, not liberty, mm-hmm. but for the Christian faith. We do mutually covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body of politic.
Whether you eat or whether you drink,
yeah.
you do it all for the glory of God.
Glory of God.
They knew this.
They knew that. And
this is bigger than eating or drinking, maybe, arguably, what they were doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to move from, there's another boat that didn't land in Plymouth, but it ended up in Massachusetts. It ended up over with John Winthrop. We're going to talk a bit about John. That what an incredible story. We talked a little bit about off there. What an incredible journey that was. And inspired by a sermon, a lay. By the way, he was a lay person that shared this. Ended up becoming the first governor of Massachusetts, at least of the colony of Massachusetts. So we're going to talk about that and a lot more. Coming back in just a minute, it's Party Line talking about all things America. The 250th anniversary, the birthday's coming up. It is Party Line on WILO.
Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East to Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
It's the weekly roundup of the news that matters most to Indiana producers and agribusinesses. Hoosier Ag This Week. From market trends and top headlines to weather and expert analysis, Hoosier Ag covers the stories shaping your week in agriculture. Tune in every Saturday at 7 a.m. for a full half hour of insights and updates exclusively on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7. That's Hoosier Ag This Week, where Indiana agriculture comes first.